Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Redwood Trust, also known by its ticker, RWT. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth through smart stock picks, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving deep into Redwood Trust, a player in the real estate investment trust space, to break down its strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Let's unpack what makes this company tick, look at recent developments, and figure out if it's a solid addition to your portfolio. Grab a coffee, and let's get started. Quick overview of Redwood Trust. For those who might not be super familiar, Redwood Trust operates in the real estate finance sector, primarily focusing on mortgage banking and investments in residential and commercial loans. They're not your typical REIT that just owns properties. They're more about the financing side, which gives them a unique angle in the market. With a solid market cap and a presence in the U.S., they've got a niche that's worth paying attention to, especially if you're interested in real estate exposure without directly owning bricks and mortar. Recent news and performance snapshot. Before we jump into the nitty-gritty, let's touch on what's been happening with Redwood Trust lately. Based on the latest updates, there's been a mix of challenges and strategic moves. Their Q2 2025 earnings call revealed a significant GAAP net loss, which raised some eyebrows, but they're also making bold plays to grow their mortgage banking platforms while winding down legacy investments. Performance-wise, the stock has had its ups and downs over the past year, with short-term volatility in the last few weeks and months, but we'll dig into how this aligns with industry trends in the real estate finance space as we go through our analysis. Stick with me, because there's a lot to unpack here that could impact your long-term strategy. SWOT analysis. Now let's break this down into the core components of our SWOT analysis. We're going to look at what Redwood Trust is doing well, where they're slipping, the potential upside, and the risks that could trip them up. Let's start with the good stuff. Strengths. Unique business model in real estate finance. Redwood Trust isn't just another REIT holding properties. Their focus on mortgage banking and loan investments sets them apart. This gives them flexibility to capitalize on different parts of the real estate cycle, which is a big plus for long-term investors looking for diversified exposure in this sector. Strategic growth initiatives. From their latest earnings call, it's clear they're pushing hard to expand their mortgage banking platforms. This isn't just talk. It's a deliberate move to build a more sustainable revenue stream, which could pay off nicely if executed well over the next few years. Solid market presence. With a decent market cap and a foothold in the U.S. real estate finance market, they've got the scale to weather some storms. Their average trading volume also suggests there's consistent investor interest, which is reassuring for liquidity if you're holding long term. Weaknesses. Recent financial struggles. Let's not sugarcoat it. The GAAP net loss reported in Q2 2025 is a red flag. Losing over $100 million in a single quarter isn't something you can just brush off. It points to underlying issues in profitability that need addressing. And as an investor, you've got to wonder how long it'll take to turn this ship around. High debt levels. Looking at their financials, the debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side. Too much leverage in a rising interest rate environment can squeeze margins and limit flexibility. This is something to keep an eye on, especially if economic conditions tighten. Negative net income trends. Beyond the recent loss, their income statements show a pattern of inconsistent profitability. For a long-term investor, this lack of steady earnings growth is a concern, as it impacts the ability to reinvest or return value through dividends. Opportunities. Mortgage banking expansion. The push into mortgage banking isn't just a strength, it's a massive opportunity. If Redwood Trust can scale this segment successfully, as mentioned in their earnings call, it could become a significant driver of revenue and profitability. With housing demand still strong in many U.S. markets, there's room to grow here. Winding down legacy investments. Their strategy to offload older, less profitable investments is a smart play. It frees up capital for higher return opportunities, and if they manage this transition smoothly, it could boost shareholder value over the medium to long term. Industry tailwinds. While the real estate finance sector has its challenges, there are pockets of growth, especially in residential lending. Redwood Trust could ride this wave if they position themselves right, particularly as they pivot toward more modern financing models. Threats: economic sensitivity. The real estate sector, especially financing, is incredibly sensitive to interest rates and economic downturns. If rates keep climbing, or if we hit a recession, Redwood Trust could face tighter margins and lower demand for loans, which would hit their bottom line hard. Competitive pressure. This isn't a small pond. There are plenty of big fish in real estate finance. If competitors outmaneuver them in mortgage banking or offer better terms to borrowers, Redwood Trust could lose market share, especially given their current financial hiccups. Valuation concerns. Looking at their price-to-earnings ratio and forward estimates, there's a question of whether the stock is priced for perfection. The forward PE isn't screaming bargain, and with recent losses, investors might be wary of overpaying for future growth that isn't guaranteed. Deeper insights and what's next. All right, let's zoom out a bit and connect the dots. On one hand, Redwood Trust has a compelling story with their focus on mortgage banking and strategic shifts away from legacy assets. That's the kind of forward-thinking move that gets me excited as an investor. But on the flip side, those financial losses and high debt levels are a gut punch. For you long-term players, this is a classic case of weighing potential against risk. Short-term volatility might give you some entry points if you're patient, but you've got to be ready for a bumpy ride. Looking at their cash flow statements, free cash flow is another area to watch. It's not terrible, but it's not exactly robust either, which limits their ability to aggressively invest or pay down debt without tapping other sources. And while revenue has held up in recent years, the net income picture tells a different story. Something's not clicking operationally, and that's where I'd want to see improvement before going all in. From an industry perspective, the real estate finance space is showing mixed performance. Some subsectors are lagging, but others are holding steady. Redwood Trust needs to carve out its niche and execute on those growth plans to outperform peers. If they can, the upside is there. If not, well, let's just say there are safer bets out there. Conclusion and long-term outlook. So where does this leave us with Redwood Trust? For long-term investors, I'd say this is a watch closely stock. The potential is there with their mortgage banking push and strategic realignment, but the financial red flags, those losses and debt, can't be ignored. If you're already in, hold and monitor how they execute over the next few quarters. If you're on the fence, maybe wait for a better entry point or signs of consistent profitability. Thanks for tuning in to this deep dive on Redwood Trust. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned to MarketSnap for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts in the comments. What do you think of Redwood Trust's long-term potential? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.